From the newsroom of the New York Times, I'm James Barron with this preview of Thursday's front page. The Group of Eight industrial nations failed to reach agreement with developing nations on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The emerging nations refused to commit to cutting greenhouse gases in half by 2050. But the two sides did agree on a goal of stopping world temperatures from rising by more than 2 degrees Celsius. As President Obama arrived in Italy for the G8 summit, the White House declined to say whether it would support a statement referring to the 2-degree threshold. Thursday's Times looks at how waves of migration fueled the ethnic tensions that boiled over in western China on Sunday. With encouragement from the Chinese government, Han migrants settled among the Uyghurs. They're the largest ethnic group in that part of China, and they're angry about the loss of jobs and the disintegration of their own culture. At least 156 people were killed when Uyghurs went on the rampage, attacking Han civilians and battling security forces. New York Governor David Paterson named Richard Ravitch lieutenant governor to help in the standoff in the state Senate. The Senate has been deadlocked since Bronx Democrat Pedro Espada sided with Senate Republicans last month, but Ravitch's appointment could face legal challenges. State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says Paterson doesn't have the authority to name a number two. Cities are getting less than their fair share of federal transportation stimulus funds. Two-thirds of the country lives in the 100 largest metropolitan areas, but they're getting less than half the money for highways and bridges. Thursday's front page also looks at one of the world's great ultra-runners. Diane Van Deeren will compete in a 100-mile race in Colorado this weekend that will include a 6-mile climb. She started running as a way to cope with epileptic seizures, but 12 years ago she underwent surgery that removed part of her brain. That stopped the seizures. It didn't stop her from running. Sometimes she trains while running through snow, pulling a sled loaded with 60 pounds of sand.